Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode number 49! Woo-hoo! And I'm glad you're back for another audio podcast. I know you love our YouTube content, but I know there's a lot of classics out there that just love that audio. They love us in their ear, and I appreciate that. I'm Tim.
Schuster.
We have back with us...
Max.
And with us for the first time...
Kevin.
All right, so, gentlemen, how are you?
Doing good.
Yeah. I am Max. And I'm here.
Is that all you're going to say the whole time? Because that'd be amazing.
I'm not Vin Diesel amount of dedicated.
Wait, you're not Vin Diesel?
Nor am I that dedicated to saying one thing over and over again.
But I always heard you were so triple X.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I do have one X in my name.
That's true.
That's an awfully true sentence.
True, and I got nothing. Okay.
It's like an X, you know?
So, if you didn't find this podcast at capesandscowlspodcast.com, you can. We are on iTunes, and we're on most of those podcasting apps. Max, how important is iTunes, and how important are apps? And
iTunes is to podcasts what air is to my lungs.
Whoa.
Pivotal.
That's like a Master Splinter haiku right there, skipping stones and whatnot.
Let's not do this.
Yeah, so... Some foreshadowing of horrible events to come.
Yeah.
Why don't you, at the top here, plug your podcast, Max?
My podcast is Poor Man's Process. You can find us at superliminalfilms.com or, again, on the iTunes, where we have been getting slightly more 5-star ratings. So thank you out there. We're up to 7.
Nice. Did I give you one?
I don't know.
I feel like I did.
Maybe you did.
I've got like 75 emails. I'll just keep doing it.
Please. If they keep counting, I'll keep accepting them.
There you go. Take that, the system. Max, we had you back immediately.
Yes.
To debunk the whole you're our last, the person we go to when all else fails.
That's right. Now I'm the first person this year.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to fight him to the death. Whoever survives is the first.
He can win.
Oh. No, you're fighting to death. So, anything else new with you before I move on to Kevin here?
We got brand new content coming at you 2017 on our YouTube page, which is Superliminal Films. Brand new filmmakers commentaries and a new style on set with coming out soon. Some new 1-2-3 shoots, all kinds of goodies.
I love those.
More free. This next one's a treat.
Nice.
If you're into British comedies from the late 90s.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm very excited now.
But that's all. Nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
Are we going to announce the retro review you're going to do for February, or no?
I haven't. Well,
yeah, we haven't confirmed.
We're kicking some things around, but we will do a retro review hopefully for Valentine's Day.
Nice. That'll be great. That'll be on our channel, folks, so find us on YouTube.
That's right.
Kevin.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing good.
What are you up to? Anything new and exciting?
No.
No?
Playing a little bit of X-Wing miniatures, and that's about it, really.
You like that game a lot?
It's the best miniatures game I've been playing.
What are the best miniature games? Let's get into that discussion. I mean, the big one's Warhammer, right?
But I haven't played that in about a year.
I hear that from most Warhammer players.
I know there's supposed to be a new edition coming out.
Is that the rumor?
It's the word on the street.
The 8th edition's coming out now?
Or is that official?
I don't know. I've heard.
Yeah, they need to do something because we're all just sitting here with armies and nobody's actually playing because the rules suck.
That's most of the Warhammer I see taking place is armies sitting without the game actually taking place.
Yes.
My experience with Warhammer is a lot of sitting around talking about Warhammer.
it's got a good community.
Models have gotten a lot more expensive, I know.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that's why the used market is so coveted.
Yep.
You know.
Absolutely.
But you like X-Wing?
Like X-Wing?
So.
That game's been good.
Did Attack-Wing die yet?
No. But, yeah. technically, no. But, yeah. You never did Malifaux, did you?
No.
Malifaux looks so cool.
Malifaux came and went real fast.
Is it already gone?
I've never seen anybody play it at the store.
That doesn't
Or heard anything about it, so,
I mean, I've heard lots about it, but that's from people who play it.
I played HeroClix back in the day.
What? That's still around.
Yeah.
I love you some HeroClix.
We should do that. You guys should play some Hero Clicks on camera.
We should.
Have a sealed?
Oh, man.
Ooh.
That's how I used to play.
This got saucy. I like
saucy.
It.
Saucy. Yeah, no. We'll have to do that.
I like, yeah, I'll play Hero Clicks.
Challenge. Gauntlet Throne.
He'll win, but I'll play.
Will he, though? Careful, he cheats.
Well, then, yeah, definitely.
He overclicks.
Yeah, I took damage.
Click.
One. That's how we take 3 damage.
Exactly.
We only clicked it one time.
Yes. Exactly. But, you know, yeah, a lot of good board games out there now, I guess. Next week is still pretty good.
Yeah.
I think tabletop gaming is just expanding so much that people are still trying to get there. You know, like, there's just so much to take in.
It can be rough where you walk in and you want to try something, but there's so much on the wall.
I have a closet full of board games.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
How many have you not played out of that closet?
No, I played out all of them.
You played all of them? You're one of the good ones.
Yes. Yeah, I don't just buy the games and let them sit there. Like, well, those are the games we'll usually play first. Like, what are we doing? We're playing this new game.
Okay.
The problem is usually that, like, once it goes to, like, a hard-to-reach part of the shell, like, you know, in the closet, that's never coming out again.
You need, like, those librarian kind of ladders that are on the shelf.
Right. It's just you're never going to get back into the recesses of the closet to get that game again.
Yeah.
That's where the bad games go.
That's great. Schuster, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah,
you know. Living life.
Living the dream.
How's Tim?
Well, I am. I'm fine. I'm exhausted. My kids have been...
I was good, but that's okay.
He said
you were petering out, so yeah. I was trying to.
There was a lot of petering out through a lot of that. So,
anyways, I'm fine.
I'll just go over here now.
We'll come back to you.
Get over in the corner, Peter.
My name is not Peter.
Peter.
Now he's in denial.
Schuster, how are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't read anything. Your turn.
Is that all you wanted?
That's all I wanted.
Super troll.
He just wanted to get in there to say how little he's read.
Don't skip me. I have nothing to read.
That's me.
Anyways, I'm fine. My kids have been... My little one has been sick. So all of my time has been home, watching her, taking care of her. So I've gotten nothing done, and it took a lot of talking and begging and pleading to come out tonight to record this.
Wow.
So, but I succeeded, hence I'm here. But, I'm fine otherwise. I feel like it's been just work, and home with kids. I mean, they were off for Christmas vacation through now, and Martin Luther King Day, they're all... It's just like, man, so many days off. Why do they have to have days off? They're so terrible little monster children. Why can't they just go to school all the time? I have to start looking into after-school program just so they're gone more. Is this bad parenting? I don't know.
No, I think that's there for that reason.
Get them involved in sports, you know?
Yeah, but that costs money. After-school program, well, that probably costs money too, but it's less than... buying uniforms and, oh, we need to sell candy door to door. I'm like, ooh, that's horrible. Good luck with that. It's snowing. No, I'm not driving you anywhere. It's door to door. You said it.
Back in my day.
Put your galoshes on. Get trudging.
We don't have galoshes. By galoshes, I meant ShopRite bags. Go. Layer them up. It'll work. All right, so you guys want to get into all of this?
Oh, yeah.
All of this? All right, well, I guess we'll start the news. Oh, we didn't do our Twitter. Who cares?
Somebody cares.
The listeners?
They
the
don't listeners. Care. They, trust me, they don't.
Care.
All right, well, the podcast is at Capes and Scowls. Schuster, you're at R.E. Schuster.
Yep.
And I'm at Matt_dog_Tim. And Max, what do you got?
Superliminal FLM. Because films, not too many letters.
Why not?
Because he's a smart man of smartness.
He's off the grid.
Exactly.
Man, you're so like 1988 over here. It's great. It's a good move.
It's a happier time.
Once you get a taste of technology, it's like it pulls you in.
It pulls you in, and then you go get back out.
Yeah.
The stack of VHS tapes tends to disagree.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
They beg
beautiful.
To differ.
They're beautiful tapes.
So we're going to start with a wrestling story that's sad. Womp, womp, womp. Because it just happened. Jimmy Superfly Snuka is dead.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yes, he died at 73.
It's a wrestler I know, too.
Yep. Yeah. Diving off the top of cages.
Yeah.
He was great. Yeah. And he would have actually been better if he hadn't probably murdered some woman.
Also true.
Fact. That's like, it's so sad that like all the stuff that he's been going through, whether it's true or not, but like he was under investigation for the murder of his girlfriend from many years ago, which I think happened around here if I remember correctly.
Because didn't he live? Doesn't he?
Yeah, they're originally from around here. So like I always hear like whispers like, yeah, I think he did it, and I'm like, come on, man, like we don't know that. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, but I know so and so and this and they're friends with his son, his daughter. It's like, come on, man, we don't know. but it's just a shame because it seems like he was kind of going towards the end there, and they actually said he was incompetent to stand trial. So
yes, that's what I heard.
That had just happened, which is a shame. It did look like he probably was going to be found guilty. Like it was just kind of looking that way. But he was supposed to get, before this whole murder trial started back in the day when they first accused him of these things. He was going to be like Undertaker huge. Like, he was their guy. And instead, when all this came out, I think he's the first one the Undertaker beat when he started the streak at WrestleMania.
Oh, really?
I think it was him. It was kind of like, we'll feed him to them. That'll make people happy. Like, oh, feed him to him. Take him off TV kind of thing. And also, I think Vince McMahon himself was accused of covering up things. Allegedly, which is insane. So this is just a horrible story all the way around. So, Jimmy Snuka, out of his mind, dead at 73, probably killed a woman. There you go. There it is.
And that's all you need.
And there it is. There's
should have ended it with back to you.
Back to you, Schuster.
Okay, well, I don't have the paper in front of me.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Then you say back to you, Tim.
Back to you, Tim.
There you go.
There it is. Well, let's move forward.
Deer in the headlights.
When in doubt, back to you.
Okay, I will memorize that rule.
To you, Tim.
We never pass the baton to him once. Our relay team does not relay.
There's probably good reasons for this.
There's absolutely reasons for this. Max, I'm glad you're here for this story. Ryan Reynolds and Fox have released a 4-year consideration video package for the 2017 Academy Awards for Deadpool.
Wow.
Basically, it's been nominated for a Golden Globe, a Producers Guild of America Award, a Writers Guild of America Award, and 4 Broadcast Film Critics Association Awards. The 89th Annual Academy Awards nominees will get announced on the 24th of January, and the show itself, where they pick the winners, is February 26th. The reason I like this is because if you listen to Poor Man's Process, Max hates award shows as the other guys from the show. So why don't you give us the quick version of why?
Sure. It's very simple. There's a group who vote on these things called the Academy, hence the Academy Awards. They are not required in any capacity to watch the films that they are choosing for these awards. That seems very nonsensical to a guy who, like I said, it's just they're given money. There's campaigns that these studios create so that these guys get lots of money and, endorsements and these cushy positions where they get cool stuff and meet lots of people. And it's all just posturing to try to get them to pick a movie. Not because it is what they feel is the strongest representation of the year in film, but what the coolest stuff they got from these studios were.
That's horrible.
It's real dumb.
That really
sounds sweet.
It does sound like a sweet gig,
right?
But
right. From a gig standpoint, it is great.
So, Max, if they offered you that position, would you sell out completely and do it, or would you stick to the morals?
I would do it, and under the guise that I would I would watch the movies. Like, I would live up to
you. You'd be like, I've got 10 hours to watch all these movies.
Well, it'd be great because I could get in there. I could go in there and start yelling at people when they're like, "We need to vote for this." I'm like, "Did you even watch this movie? No, your opinion doesn't count." So therefore, I'll take over the Academy Awards.
Damn.
Damn.
You can take them out from the inside.
That's right.
Okay, so
take over planet.
Listeners out there, our goal is to get Max on the Academy.
That's right.
We'll have to destroy a lot of this audio eventually.
But that's right.
Things live forever on the internet, though.
Worth it now. Worth it for now. Short-term goals.
Yep. So the package itself that they made was pretty funny, but you know, it was basically just the same footage and everything. Do you feel Deadpool? What award do you think Deadpool could even win?
What? Well, I mean,
what
win.
Should it be nominated for? Like, I thought it was one of the best comic movies made, and it's just unusual because it's a Fox movie.
Right. Right.
But
exactly.
That being said,
yeah. I mean, it definitely won't get put up for Best Picture. It could. You could get maybe a. I don't even know if he would be able to get a Best Actor for it. That kind of
I mean,
a stretch.
He did really well.
He did
it's
a great
like
job, yeah.
Supporting
sure.
Supporting actor maybe for T.J. Miller?
I don't think they would do it, though.
It's hard. It so goes against the grain of what the usual is.
Right.
Would I like to see him up for Best Actor for it? Sure, because I think he did do a good job. I think, you know what I mean, it could definitely win as far as the writing perspective goes. You know what I mean? It was super well written.
Maybe special effects, because
of course,
Colossus
yeah.
was not there.
Yeah, so. He was even eating cereal in metal form,
yeah.
which I thought was really weird.
I mean, they're sharp.
Yeah,
so is the inside of his throat metal too? I don't know.
That
I don't
makes
know
sense,
works.
Right? Especially if he's eating Captain Crunch, because
yeah,
that tears up your mouth.
That'll murder you.
Yeah,
it's so good though. I can't
oh, it
stop.
Is. Yeah.
You and the Cap'n, make it happen.
That's right. Thanks, fiberglass insulation.
But speaking of cereal, I listened to your podcast and I remembered the Fruity Pebbles Christmas jingle that you guys sang.
Nice.
It came back. The minute you started doing it and you did all the voices, and I loved it.
I appreciate it. Yep.
I love
it. That was a great Christmas jingle.
Oh, so good.
But yeah, I'd love to see them get something more than just the technical, you know what I mean, the effects and things like that,
the technical
awards.
What's the best, biggest award that a comic movie has won?
Probably visual effects,
right.
Lighting, you know what I mean, that kind of stuff.
Costume design.
The technical,
I feel
yeah.
like they've been nominated for most everything. Maybe not Best Picture. Have they been nominated for Best Picture? I don't think
a
so.
A comic book movie? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no.
Hmm.
I thought Dark Knight got Best Picture nod.
It might have. That's a good question. I like you doing this. Because
Heath Ledger got the Best Actor award.
Oh, that's right. So that might be the biggest award won by
yeah.
a comic movie. And he was just so good on that.
Agreed. Yeah, his performance was outrageous in that movie.
Wait, Darkman didn't win Best Picture?
Hey, let me think for a second. No.
It was the Phantom. It was clearly the Phantom.
It might have been the Phantom.
Oh, Billy Zane.
I love me some Billy Zane. Billy Zane, how are you?
Billy Zane's great.
Billy Zane is great.
Tales from the Crypt Demon Knight.
That's my favorite role. That's my favorite role of his. I love that movie. Oh, man. Schuster with the scrolling here.
Nope.
No.
Best supporting actor, sound editing, winning visual effects, cinematography, film editing, production design, sound mixing, and makeup all nominated. But
no
best picture.
No best
so
picture.
I was wrong.
But Heath Ledger definitely deserved it.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. But that would be a sweep of nominations, at least, for a comic book movie.
Oh, yeah, no, that's impressive.
I don't think any other movie has done that?
Not comic book movie, I can't.
Not of course, comic book yeah. movie, yeah.
But now you get into the argument, is that the best comic book movie? That might be the best comic book movie.
I could definitely make... I could probably do an argument for that, so...
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think anybody's going to be insulted if you said, that's, I feel, the best
no.
movie.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that is definitely one of the... If you were saying, like, the best, it's hard to argue against that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Favorite, maybe...
Favorite is
subjective, but
yeah,
best,
yeah.
There's qualifications, I would think, that goes into
right,
that.
Right, you have to present an argument there.
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought the best one was the Captain America, where he was Evel Knievel on the motorcycle, right? Isn't that the best?
Yeah, no.
We're going to watch it. We're going to watch it, Max.
I'm in.
All right. I have
he's
it.
He's in.
It's happening.
Yeah.
We should start with the second one and then reverse it and watch the first one.
I'm in. Whatever you want to do.
That seems awful.
I don't think you can make it much worse, so... I'm in for whatever.
I'm just excited to see the second one, because I don't think I ever did. I know I've seen the first one a million times.
Right.
But I know Christopher Lee's in the second one.
That's true.
Mm.
The second what?
Mm-hmm. Captain America movie.
Wait.
There's two of those movies.
There's two of them?
The 70s motorcycle riding Captain America.
Yeah. I've seen the first one.
All right, well, you can be in, because we're going to watch it.
Oh, my God.
I own
and
both
Christopher
of them.
Lee's in the second one?
Yeah, he's the villain.
Oh, Oh, that's amazing.
He's generic, schlocky.
Oh, he's not a
Texas oil baron kind of style.
Christopher Lee was Fu Manchu himself for quite a minute there.
That's true.
You want to talk about movies that I own on DVD if you want to watch them. I got a couple Fu Manchu movies we could watch. Yeah,
that would be great.
I got the castle and the blood of Fu Manchu.
The blood.
That's the one where he's training the army of women who have poison lips to go make out with the politicians and kill them.
He teaches them to make out with politicians.
Yeah, he's like cultivating like these poisonous sex women.
God, why can't they make movies like that anymore? Just the sentence of poisonous sex women, I'm in.
Yeah. I think we all know the reason.
Hollywood needs a dartboard with just adjectives on it, and another dartboard with types of people that you can cast.
Just need a director that does that. Just that's his next project. Fump.
Oh my god, that would be so sci-fi. Okay.
Sci-fi's doing that, right? Angry Fire Sharks.
Angry Fire Sharks.
That sounds like a sci-fi movie.
What is your favorite sci-fi movie?
The sci-fi originals?
Yeah.
Man, that's a tough call.
I know I've said mine on here before, but I'll say it again.
I'm trying to think of one that I like. I mean, of the recent fare, I'm not like a huge fan of a lot of them.
I feel like they do better with miniseries.
Oh, for sure.
But they don't do
like
as good.
Like Dune was great.
Yeah, things like
Dune
that.
Dune was fantastic.
Yeah, like things like that.
Which is weird. Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. So it's like, it's weird. They can do, it's like, just give them a little more time. But if they have to crank some story in 2 hours.
Right. Crank something out.
They're like, what do we do? Throw in a giant gorilla and it's going to fight something. A turtle shark. Monster.
Tiger, a literal tiger shark.
Yes. Yes, my favorite sci-fi original is the pterodactyl movie with Coolio.
Okay.
Because it's fantastic.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. He ends up in the nest with the eggs. He's shooting the machine guns.
There was one I hadn't caught, but it was a zombie western with several Backstreet Boys and several NSYNCers in it.
Oh my god! Really?
Yes.
You know what zombie movie I want to see is the Pro Wrestlers versus Zombies. Do you have that?
I do not.
Because I've seen the Cockneys versus Zombies, which is the same people. Which was okay.
It was fun.
It's
a zombie movie.
Right.
They're a little overdone.
Right. But the same people do, and it has real pro wrestlers in it doing wrestling moves and breaking zombies' heads off. And it's mostly old ECW guys in it. I'm like, that's what I want.
Sure.
That's who you can get.
That's
old ECW guys.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
I like ECW.
I
like
ECW. Love me some ECW. So we'll have to do that. We'll have to hunt that down. And they did a third movie, I think, as well.
Wow.
But I don't remember. Some other thing versus zombies.
You got a versus
so
zombies.
Tara Reid versus zombies. I don't know. Something.
Tara Reid versus zombies.
Speaking of monsters, Segway?
Segway.
Marvel's next event is Monsters Unleashed, where all the monster characters from the Marvel Universe fight the superheroes for ? Reasons. We don't know, but what's fun is they've announced the variants for the 5 issues of the main series. And they will all be done by Francesco Francavilla? The dude who did Afterlife with Archie.
Okay.
Really awesome artwork.
Okay.
Issue 1 will be Monstrom, the Dweller in the Black Swamp.
Awesome.
That's the title of the variant. Isn't that awesome?
That's pretty sweet.
2 will be It Crawls by Night. 3 will be Return of the Return of the Martian. I can't read my own writing. And 4 is Zutak, the worst menace the world has ever known. And 5 is The Creature from the Black Bog.
Okay.
They are all in a more classic style. They kind of look like classic...
Universal monsters.
Not universal as much, but just like classic monster movie posters in a way. They're pretty sweet.
That sounds pretty cool.
This event... I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird turn.
It sounds like something that they would usually pull out in, like, October or coming up for Halloween.
I mean, but at the same time, it's like, okay, Civil War II just ended.
Right.
Whether you've read it or not, I won't spoil it here because I'm sure a lot of people still haven't.
Was it like, worth reading?
It was okay. I didn't hate myself for reading it.
Okay.
We'll put it that way. I'm not a big event guy. We've gone into that in the past. It was actually really good. The ending was kind of, all right.
That's what happened with the first Civil War, in my opinion. The ending was a little soft.
It was a little. I love that event, but I still could agree with you. 100%, I could see that. Where it's just kind of a cop-out at the end.
Right.
It's like, all right, let's all just go home. Let's all walk away.
Let's all agree to disagree. Sounds good.
All right. So, it's interesting. Like, the original Civil War, they followed it up with Secret Invasion, another really strong event. I almost feel like this time they're like, let's kind of let it calm down and we'll do the monster event. Because I'm sure you can murder all these monsters if you want. They're not using them regularly, most of them. I mean, Devil Dinosaur is the only one that they've shown that is in a regular book.
I like Devil Dinosaur.
I don't know if I like current Devil Dinosaur. No, I'm not brave enough.
I've only heard...
I'm not brave enough to do it.
I've heard pretty mediocre. Or just not much.
Classic Kirby Devil Dinosaur is amazing.
Yes.
Fing Fang Foom is in this event as well.
Okay.
And all the other monsters, nobody knows their names. You just like, oh, it's that guy. Yeah. I've seen you before.
Werewolf by Midnight.
I don't think he's... They haven't shown him, but he's not like a giant monster. Most of these are like huge monsters fighting like three heroes at once.
Riffing off of what Tom King's doing over at Batman, or was doing over at Batman.
Tom King is the best.
Well, yes.
So, and Tom King's in my next story, ironically. So,
Segways.
Too soon with the segue. But no, I think it's good that they're doing kind of a zany event, a kind of unusual event where it's like, this is all politics and you versus you and boom, all this stuff has happened and let the dust settle and monsters.
My thoughts on it are much like the Kong movie that's coming out.
Skull Island,
right? Yeah, where it's like, I really hope that there was like a legitimately awesome idea and they're like, it's going to be amazing and blow me away. But my fear is it's like, just kind of like you said earlier with the darts and the board.
I love the idea.
I think it looks good. So I'm excited for that film. But
is the comic book that was out tied to that in any way?
I have no idea.
I read the first issue. I reviewed it on one of our review things, and I liked it. I didn't keep reading it, though. But if it's anything like that, it at least would have a plot.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be angry, because it probably won't be anything like that. And I'll be like, oh, but there was this. Why didn't you just rip off his comic book? I don't think they'd care. They'd be happy.
Right. Yeah, it's just like, why is this coming out now? Like, Godzilla was so long ago.
Well, you had said your theory was they wanted them to fight.
Right.
And whatnot. And you didn't enjoy
that's
the...
Still what's, I think, happening.
Yeah.
That's just, it's weird, right? Because this Kong thing, I guess it's supposed to be the origin, right? Because it's set back in like the era of the first original King Kong.
Right.
So it seems like I'm just hoping that it's cool. Because it's a cool idea. And it's so out of nowhere that it's like, what? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what it sounds like with this too, where it's just like, this could be awesome, and we all know it's not hard to convince me, you know, for monsters, it's not hard to be like, monsters!
Right.
I'm usually in, you know what I mean? So I'm just hoping that it's a cool idea, not just a cash grab, because as a monster fan, there are way more cash grabby, you know, things to do with monsters than there are legitimately good things.
Is there a new mummy movie coming out?
There is, unfortunately.
Yes.
It's okay. Following the Universal Monster Cinematic Universe, which they started with Dracula Untold, which if you haven't seen that piece of poop, good for you, don't watch it.
Oh, that's part of that?
Mm-hmm. Oh. That was the start, and this mummy is part of it.
Ooh.
Yeah, the monsters are going to be action movies now, because that's cool.
No.
I know.
Because the comic books are action movies, and that's making money for Marvel, right. So why don't we cash in on what we have?
It could have been good. Dracula film.
It wasn't, though. I just got real sad. I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, they want to make a their own universe.
That's fine.
Everybody sees Marvel doing it. And nobody asks the question of why is Marvel's working. Everyone just goes, that's working, do that.
Well, that's been Hollywood forever, right?
I know, it just drives
me crazy. Dumb producers and executives who just don't understand the reasons behind things that are working and just... throw things at them.
When I first heard they were going to try to build a universe for the Universal Monsters, I was like, that's so cool.
Right.
Why not?
Right. It worked for Abbott Costello, right? Like, they met all the various monsters, and they're all great movies.
I just want to see another Monster Squad in my lifetime.
Well, the hoodie I have on has Monster Squad on the back. I'm pretty sure if I grabbed that particular hoodie. If not, I own it.
And his Monster Squad was fantastic, and if they could do something like that, but I don't think they're doing it. They're doing this garbage action style.
Right, it's like pseudo underworldy, kind of period piece.
My problem with the mummy was it was another super OP godlike mummy creature, and only insert the main character here can save everybody somehow from this godlike creature. And it's just like, no, I was hoping for more of a, you know, darker, gothic, more horror-based Universal monster movie, and no, it's just going to be another generic action film that's going to make very little money, and it's probably not going to be very good.
Agreed.
Unfortunately.
Is Dwayne Johnson in it?
No.
Because it'll make money if he's in it.
True, but no, it's got Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a step down.
It's a... What a world we're in, right?
He's running. He runs in it.
Yeah.
He runs a lot.
It's just a shame, like, just... Again, treat each thing with respect to why it was good, and then work on it from it. Could you build a universe of it? Of course you could.
Yeah.
Should you do it the way you're doing it? Absolutely not.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a shame.
Yes, it is. But that's what I hope this isn't. Because I want this comic book event to be great. I want a surprise copy to be in my bin because Tim read it. It's amazing and it's in my bin because...
I will do all of those things.
So that's what I want. But if it's terrible, don't put it in my bin, though.
I'm just it's a lot of pressure, but I'll do it.
I'm just getting these out of events after event after event.
I just wish they didn't bleed into each other.
Can you just wait several months to like start something else up?
No.
Let us just have individual...
No, there's an event now.
If they could wait
one month... I know, that's my problem.
If they could wait 1 month, it'd be great. That would just help a little. But like, because like you could have a month of the reactions to everything that just happened before you start building.
That's what
that
I was hoping
for. That
doesn't
sell trades, Tim. That doesn't sell trades.
Sure, nothing sells trades per se. It's either you're good or you're not.
I was really hoping they'd do that more with the original Civil War.
Right.
Instead it was just Iron Man shows up for like 5 to 6 panels and, you know, generic title that came out after Civil War and just said, make sure you sign up, Thor and Richard Rider and various other folk.
Right.
Who all blow him off and are just like, you can get wrecked because I was doing way more important stuff.
Moon Knight's still my favorite.
Yeah.
When Cap showed up and he's like, don't do anything.
Yeah.
You just sit this one out, please.
Yeah.
That was always my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But of course it would be. So I don't know. I'm not a big event fan, so I only read Civil War 2 because there were variant covers I liked.
Sure.
There was a variant that was an easy-to-get variant that was just, like, old boxing posters.
Oh, that's fun.
I was like, I would get all of these.
Sure.
I like boxing. I like... So, why not? That'll be fun. And I figured this was going to be a big enough event where enough important things will happen. If I don't read it, I'm probably worse than if I just left it be. So, anyways, let's move on to our final story. What do you say?
Sure. Well, we missed the segue. It was Tom King, right?
Tom King is the segue. King on a segue. Here we go. Almost a year after DC Universe Rebirth number 1 made everybody go, "Wah?" and sell a million DC books, which is the issue where they reintroduce Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they made Watchmen part of regular continuity. Vaguely. They're going to actually tell you how that happened, why it happened, and they're going to expand on that story. And it's going to happen over the course of 4 issues, is what it is scheduled to happen in. It will be Batman number 21 and 22, and Flash number 21 and 22.
God damn it.
Yep, so you're going to want Flash issues.
Yes, I will.
But
why do you Flash 21 and 22, Max? Because DC hates me.
But is that worse or better than it just being in a separate event?
I'd rather just have the...
The separate event?
The separate event.
Because you're actually right, and I have to remember to tell Al at the store to order more of these, because people are going to last minute be like, I want Flash 21 and 22, and we're going to be like, oh, sorry, you and 30 other people wanted to add this at the last minute.
Right, I think the tough part is you have to do a little bit of work, right? Like, I would have never known that had you said anything. Yep. I would have been that guy. Tim, can you see if they still have these, please? Like, I would have to be that, because then if there's a title, and it's there's a name on it, and I know I have to get it. It makes it a little easier for me, the consumer, as opposed to fishing through what titles I have to buy that overlap with each other.
So, I don't mind people doing that. It's just supply-demand. We usually can't reorder things.
Right.
Like, if it's a hot thing, it's gone. So, what I like, I tell everybody, just go through the previews. Like, there's so many people, they're like, oh, the previews is huge. And it is. I go through it cover to cover, but I'm insane. Like, I understand most people are like, I like Marvel, or I like DC. You can read the DC section... in no time at all.
Right.
It will take mm-hmm. you 10 minutes if you're really reading.
And Marvel, you get your own previews.
Marvel, you have your own little preview if it comes out on time.
Yeah.
That's the rub. But you could do that. Even if you liked both and you leave Image and everybody else alone, you could still do that in 10-15 minutes and you know what's coming out. It is for your benefit, the previews.
Yeah.
I can't stress it enough. Or just listen to podcasts like this. I'll tell you everything you need to know. Hooray.
Is the original Rebirth, where they introduced Watchmen, still available? Or is that, like, gone?
That issue?
Yeah.
That issue's tough to find.
Is it?
It comes in occasionally. I think it's, like, $10 or something.
Okay.
It's not as crazy.
Because I haven't read that, but I'm intrigued.
There's a trade of it, or a hardcover.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's in regular trade yet. I know it's in hardcover.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's that initial issue and maybe some of the stuff leading up to it, because I don't know what other issues they would throw.
Because I would be interested, but just like how normally enraged I am when they do, you have to buy this issue, then this issue of this person, then this, you know, I absolutely hate that.
Right.
I hate even putting it into my collection.
Yeah, right. No.
Where the hell am I going to put it? Like, am I going to put, it's going to be Batman 21 and 22, and then it's going to be Flash 21 and 22. That was the
And issue, I know right? that's a yep. totally first world problem, but just make it its own series, 1 through 4. Right.
But as a collector, you're going to come back to that 4 years later, and you're going to be like, why the hell are these random Flash issues jammed in the middle of this Batman run?
Yeah.
And, like, I'll have to leave a little note in the actual thing. Like, I've had to do that for myself. Like, yeah. Notes, goes with this, part of this run, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, what do you read? You said it was 21 to 22 of both Batman and Flash. Is it gonna tell me part 1 and part 2, 3 and 4? Or am I just going to have to roll the dice?
I think it's probably 21, 21, 22, 22. But I don't right. know where you'd start.
They should right. tell you, but I would imagine it would be Batman. Whichever one comes out first. Let's say it's Batman. You read yeah. it first, then Flash. But
yeah, that was my problem with one of the Green Lantern
right, they did screw you on that.
Several years ago, I was like, it's the event. I can't remember off the top of my head which one it was, but it was the event that killed it for me for wanting to get multiple books to get the entire story, because they literally wanted you to go to every Green Lantern title they had, and they had like 6 of them, and you need specific issues to continue the story. And I tried desperately when I got there.
Sinestro War, probably.
No,
it was the Emerald.
That was rough too.
But yeah, Blackest Night was bad. Brightest yeah. Day was bad.
No, this was post New 52, but yeah, so. I ended up not getting 1 or 2 and just being really annoyed.
Right.
And I hated everything. And since then, I absolutely hate it when comics do that. I know I'm far behind, almost a year behind on comics, but I was reading Avengers. I think it was 7 and 8. And it was literally like, 7, you're like, okay, that's part of the story. And 7 told you to go and get New Mutants number whatever to continue the story. But then Avengers number 8 was like an issue and a half forward. So, for just people who read Avengers like me, it was absurd. I hated everything about that.
Go get that New Mutants issue from 1984.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right? It's just
horrible.
It's not pleasing, but again, it will sell trades because they can jam that all into one event. Here's sure. the thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, this will...
They never mesh together either. Like, they just never connect right.
I mean, DC's still doing yeah. better than Marvel in a lot of... Across the board, I feel they're doing better. But Marvel's just like, everybody gets a number one, see what sticks.
Yep.
And I mean, that works to a point. But...
Now that I'm back on Moon Knight number one.
Yeah, that'll happen soon. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So these issues are going to have 2 different price ranges. The regular cover, $2.99. $3.99 will be the lenticular cover.
Ooh.
Those fancy little hologrammy...
That looks like they're printed in 3D things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both covers for Flash 21 and Batman 21 have popped up. It's them holding the Watchmen comedian button.
Okay.
With the blood splatter on it. I don't know. It's lenticular. Maybe they're like, huh? What? Like, looking at it, like, back and forth, like, it's a button. I don't know why, but I assume, my understanding is it's probably Batman and Flash because they're the detective characters,
right.
so to speak. That's why I'm assuming.
There's rebirth reasons, too.
I'm sure. Right, because, yes.
I don't want to spoil anything, but right.
yes, there is
rebirth. Yeah, for folks like, sure.
For folks like Peter.
Peter!
Check out the...
How are you?
Yeah.
Petering out. Yeah, but if you weren't petering out all the time, then we wouldn't have Schuster's out-of-date comic book reviews.
That's yeah. right. Coming soon.
Maybe. Depends how out-of-date
the only way
he
to
wants
get caught up on 2014. Yeah, if it's not out-of-date, they're going to be. But they will be out-of-date.
So that is that. Well, that is, and Tom King's only doing the Batman stories, by the way. Joshua Williamson's writing the Flash stories still. So, Max, last thing, I have a surprise for you.
Yes.
So, you know how we did a cameo appearance in Starfall webcomic? Remember that?
The good folks.
Adam, at Adam Black Hat and at The Black Wolf 94 and at Starfall Comic is where you can find all of that stuff. Well, they said, we need you guys on again. You guys are awesome. And I said, we're not that awesome. And they said, no, you are. And
you
I
need
said,
to grow your empire. All you have is one truck, so.
So far we have a truck. And it was great because he's like, you know, I'm glad I like you guys because I got to bring you back to explain the truck. definitely follow him on Twitter. He's great. They're both great. They're funny guys. Guy and gal. They're very funny. But Starfall's really good. Starfallwebcomic.com. So they're like, well, maybe we need somebody to guest star as a character in the book. They're like, we need who's a jerk, who's a complete jerk. We need a bully. And I said, well, nobody's really a bully. I go, how about ironically a bully, like somebody who's not anywhere near a jerk or a bully. And they're like, well, who? And I said, well, we're gonna include Superliminal Films in our retro reviews. They're part of the channel now. So the least bully kind of guy I know is Max. And they're like, Max? And I go, yeah, put Max in the comic. So they did. So Max, you are the bully in this comic right there.
Amazing.
And you have your logo as well.
Wow. And I've lost some weight, which is... Thank you, Starfall Comics.
Well, that was Max from 15 years ago.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining
it. Hit him again, Max.
Yeah, it's so great.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there you are, and you will have more appearances in the... You're in a flashback scene.
That's great.
So, Max, you exist in comic form. I hooked it up for you.
Finally. There you go. Thank you very much. That is wonderful.
So this is on their Patreon. The chapter isn't out yet, but... I figured I could show you a little early. They do listen to the podcast, so they will love to hear your reaction.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I thought it was great.
I can finally cosplay me.
You can cosplay
you.
There you
go. That's so awesome. That's
pretty great. There'll be somebody there doing it better than you.
There will be. There will be. I'm going to have to drop weight to play me.
Yeah.
That guy is Deadpool, Max. Is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
But I thought that was awesome. So,
that is amazing.
They're like, well, we need a jerk because you're a bully, and I'm sure you're going to get your comeuppance. And I'm like, well, Max isn't a bully at all. This should be Max. So there it is.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I love it.
I agree.
So make sure you check out StarfallWebcomic.com, and you find them at Starfall Comic on the old Twitter machine. This one, like I said, if you go to their Patreon, you can see it now.
Do you have to be a patron to see it?
I think you do.
Okay.
So that's why it's...
So everybody out there should definitely hurry up and become a patron for them.
That's
there
right. You go. And if you scroll down somewhere on there, it should be somewhere on the feed. Yeah, there's the black and white of it.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
That is wild.
Sans logo at that point, but yes.
That's okay.
It's pretty sweet. So there you go. Starfall Comic.
That's amazing.
At Starfall Comic. Support everybody. Everybody support everybody.
Yes.
Everybody support everybody.
We're all artists and we all want support.
Sorry.
Start paying out those dollars.
And that is it. That is the end of episode 49. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Tim, and thank you, Starfall Comics.
Yes, and thank you, Schuster, for being Schuster.
I can always.
That's enough out of you.
I'll just.
Yeah. So, again, apescowlspodcast.com. You peter out over there. 5-star reviews on iTunes. Give Superliminal Films a 5-star. I want that for them more than me. I do this for fun. They need the 5-star reviews, people. They need them.
We just want you to find us easier.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Sure.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
That's a no.
What? I said, yeah.
As he peters out.
As I just...
So that's it. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.